Adigo operator.
Joined.
Center.
French.
Joined.
Sébastien.
Joined. Joined.
Matthias.
Joined.
Spanish.
Joined.
Nick.
Joined.
Hello, everyone.
Hi, Nick. Oh, you're back home.
Yes. The power's on again.
Hello.
Joined.
There.
Hello, Vanda.
How are you? How are
you? We're going to need to mute somebody.
Yeah, I think this is Shiva. Let me see. No.
Yeah, hello. This is Shiva.
Yes.
Yeah. Shiva, could you mute yourself when you're not speaking with star 6?
Yeah, I have some difficulty with the mute function. I'll try to cover the speaker with my hand as far as possible.
And Mr. Tijani says hello to everybody.
It's Sebastian. Do we know who are we waiting for and how you want to reorganize this call? Because now it's 5 minutes after
left.
The time.
We just lost somebody.
Yeah.
Yeah, we lost Shiva.
You have the list of the participants who are supposed to be with us today, or and can we make a roll call and
joined?
Hello.
Yeah, we missed part of that because of the someone joined.
Yeah.
I think we do have a list of those who said they could come at this time. Matthias, do you have that to hand, or? I know G is handling most of the.
We have a list with all the members. I think we only got a confirmation by those who have requested a dialogue.
Hello, this is the interpreter, the Spanish interpreter. I have Silvia on the line.
Hola, Silvia. ¿Cómo está?
Muy bien. Gracias. Okay, then we have interpretation in French and in Spanish. Then
yep.
We have to say before we speak who we are, just to help the people making the interpretation to tell the one who are at the end of the call. Maybe we can start to see who are online. We have Sylvia on the Spanish channel. We have Tijani on the French channel. Other participants in the French or the Spanish channel?
No one else in French.
Okay, then on the English channel, can you just tell once again your name, each one? I don't have all the list of the people who say they join. And I am Sébastien Bachelet.
Nick and Matthias. I think I heard Vanda earlier.
We have Vanda. She's on mute.
Cheryl.
Joined.
Well, that's one more roll call.
Yeah.
Seth.
Cheryl.
Sorry.
Seth Reese in Honolulu.
Ah, hey, Seth.
Okay, then we have somebody from Africa on the French channel, somebody from South America in the Spanish channel, from South America in the English channel, somebody from Honolulu, North, whatever, and somebody from Asia. I know that we have somebody from Australia, but somebody from Asia. Okay.
I assume I'm the one coming in from Australia, but, Cheryl here.
Yeah, I know, Cheryl, you are here, and it's why I say that I was wondering if somebody from other part of your region was with us today.
I'd like to think that was the case, yes.
Okay, I don't know. We have the agenda today. Start with election and then background material and how we will first draft the statement. I would like to prefer to start with what is before to elect somebody. Maybe to
joined.
Okay, welcome, Shiva. And we may start on where we are with this subject, because we already discussed part of that with the presidential committee issue during the last meetings, and how we want to handle this this working group on the future structure of, and governance of ICANN.
Whilst that's very true, it's Cheryl here from Australia, whilst that's very true, Sebastian, not everyone on this working group will be familiar with...
Marilyn Cade.
Joined.
Marilyn, you have an uncanny sense of timing. I was just saying to Sebastian, Cheryl here, Marilyn, not everyone on this working group will have such a familiarity with the work of the PSC, and then you're announced. Wow.
Cheryl, thank you all so much for inviting me. I'll stay on for maybe about 20 minutes or 30 minutes, and my apologies, I can't be on for longer.
Thank you, Marilyn, to join me, Sebastian, on the call. I agree with you, Cheryl. I wanted to know from the other participants what they would like to have as background information, and maybe we can ask Marilyn to make a short introduction. I know that... PSC, it's not all the subject we are talking about, but in the same time is the center of the discussion. And as I think the situation and the work of the PSC is evolving, it could be interesting to have a short introduction. It's important because obviously in this working group, as we are trying to have we're not trying. We will have participants from, 20 LSs, 20 ATLAS structure, and some of them will participate for the first time really in the policy work of ICANN. It's important to give some background. But in the same time, before I give the floor to Marilyn, I would like to urge everybody who participate to this call to ask questions. It's important, this two or three conference calls that we will have before Mexico, where we'll meet in person. It's important that everybody is up to speed, and if don't hesitate to ask questions, no silly question, just a difficult answer maybe, but it's important for everybody to be on speed. As I didn't do, we need to try to speak not too quickly because we have Spanish and French translation, and we need them to follow what's happening. Marilyn, as you are with us, and I am very happy with that, can I give you the floor?
Thank you. And I want to say how much I appreciate the invitation, although I haven't met all of you. I echo what Sebastian said. Do feel free to ask me questions. I may not have all the answers, but it's helpful to hear what's on your mind. A quick comment about the establishment of the President's Strategy Committee. The committee was established by a bylaw of the board to examine strategic and to examine and provide advice on strategic issues of importance to ICANN. So its initial purpose was to think about the future of ICANN and potentially future challenges. What I would say to you personally as a member of the PSC, I consider the lapsing of the JPA and the the nature of the relationship of ICANN to the settlement to be one, but not the only, significant strategic issue in the future of ICANN. I'll come back to that in just a minute. But clearly, the community is very interested in what is the international nature of the organization, what is the accountability, what are the accountability mechanisms of the organization, how is the organization going to make decisions in a way that those who are involved in its processes very broadly, either today or want to become involved, have a voice in guidance and in input to the decisions that the organization makes. The that is a question of both legitimacy and a question of stability and a question of ensuring the organization is not captured by any individual group, outside governments, the staff, the board, ourselves, et cetera. The United States Department of Commerce, so the PSC issued a sort of a thought paper, and subsequent to that, the U.S. Department of Commerce issued an NOI on the joint project agreement. That was February of last year. Over 100 comments were received, including some from governments, and many of the comments were relevant to the future of ICANN and the nature of ICANN's evolution. So the PSC was asked by the chairman of the board to focus on this particular area. Comments have come into the PSC. There were a number of outreach efforts. They were largely taking advantage of existing meetings, and some members of the PSC would go and present the PSC papers. The PSC held an open forum in Washington, D.C. Last year. The sort of the consistent call for changes in the organization include a very strong, consistent call for changes and improvements in accountability mechanism. I would say that generally the community broadly, whether it's government, civil society, business, registries, registrars, as contracted parties, do not feel that the existing accountability mechanisms work well themselves, and they also do not feel that there's a mechanism to truly hold the board accountable to its community if it makes a decision the community does not support. There's a big focus, so let me just stop and say, the PSC has been working on documents. We met over the weekend, this past weekend, and we edited a document, and it is due to be published before Mexico City. It's my hope and prayer, like you, that it will be published in time to be printed out before we all go to Mexico City. It's not long. I would think of it as almost a summation document. It does lay out some interesting proposed changes. The disappointment I have in it is it was my goal, and I believe the goal of others on the PSC, to actually have a plan that the community could then pick apart, advise on. We're still at a very high level in suggesting changes. The PSC will have a public session at the ICANN meeting. It's not on the agenda. I have raised that question with the chairman of the board and with the Paul, and that's being worked on. And then there will be a 30-day comment period, at which point then the PSC would take all those comments and then come back to the community with a further evolution document. The goal has been to have a agreed-to plan by the meeting in Sydney. Now, I just want to say that there's a lot of comments related to ICANN stability and survivability through attacks by perhaps other international groups or apathy that might develop in the community or other challenges. There is a significant focus on that topic. I personally find it a very real threat that the organization is not at this point, I think, either able to withstand a significant outside threat, nor does it have the structures internally that would allow it to function if there were, you know, a huge major operational challenge. So you'll see in the documents when you see them a focus on that. You'll see a focus on accountability. You'll see a focus and a recognition that we need to significantly improve translation, interpretation, other kinds of resources to be able to better inform and then interact with the kind of distributed community that all of you represent and are building. And there's also a discussion about what should I do that would further internationalize the organization and establish improved acceptance and legitimacy on a global basis. All the PSC members will be in Mexico City, and I know that there is enthusiasm and warmth of interest on the part of the PSC members in having the opportunity to interact with you and with the community. And at that, I'll pause.
Thank you, Marilyn. Cheryl here. I just wanted to offer the Spanish and French channels, the other language channels, other than the one Marilyn and some of us are on at the moment, to ask their participants if there are any particular questions or clarifications that their parts of our working group might want to raise with you. That usually means a small amount of dead air for a couple of seconds, Marilyn, as the interpreters ask that question and people formulate their questions and responses.
Thank you, Cheryl.
Well, first of all, have we chosen the chair of this session for now? No? This is from the French Channel?
This is Cheryl here, French Channel. That hadn't happened. Marilyn had a very short amount of time and arrived in the hall quite literally as the interim lead on the discussion, who was Sebastian at the time, was about to move to that agenda item. Due to the capacity of her very short amount of time, it's going to be far better to move on in the informational stage. And while I'm visiting, I'm happy to make sure that each of the channels get the opportunity to ask specific questions.
Tommy.
Joined.
And I really have no questions, just in regards to the documents that we have at this time. It's true that we don't have that much information in regards to this working group, so it just would be good to have more documents to be able to start using in order to be able to start dealing with a lot of these subject matters.
Cheryl, I have a question. Perhaps when will you all meet? I understand that you will have two sessions, one on, I believe it's improving institutional confidence, and one on accountability, or you have groups that are focused on those two topics. Is that right?
Yeah, it's Sebastian. We have a meeting on Sunday. We start on Saturday the summit, and the working group will happen on the Sunday. And maybe and surely on Tuesday also we will have some part of the work done. And the objective is to have we have five working groups, and at the end it's to have a policy document from the at-large for these five different topics.
I know that, guys, I wish I could make a commitment. I unfortunately can't, but I have the assurances from the chairman of the board and the CEO that the PSC documents will be published before Mexico City and will be in the hands of the community. The document is not long. It does have some other background documents which are longer, but the draft materials, I'm thinking that what you should already have access to would be the earlier publications from the PSC. That they themselves are not long either. They're two documents, the Transition Action Plan and Improving Institutional Confidence. And both of those, I believe, should be treated as resource documents in either case.
We are in the process of populating the Working Group 2 documents page, which will, of course, have links to the PSC's work and related documents on the subject. Fortunately,
Nick,
previous
I might mention,
PSC documents are in multiple languages already. So.
Right. I might mention that there also are some summaries of the comments received by the PSC, and they're pretty short, and I think they would be they might be useful to the at large as well.
Happy to link anything we can.
Okay.
Rhonda wanted to ask a question. Rhonda?
Yes. Rhonda?
She may be muted.
Okay, may I interrupt? I just joined in. This is Tommy from Isaac Finland. Hello?
Hello, Tommy.
I had some difficulty with getting the number. I didn't notice there was a bigger picture also of the toll-free numbers.
Oh, we're glad.
Oh, yes. and you have you a Skype link, Tommy? Because we are trying to get some exchange on Skype on writing at the same time, and given we can give you links and so on.
Yes.
On documents.
Yes, I do. My Skype ID is my first name dot my surname.
Okay.
I don't have Skype open just this moment, but I can set it up pretty quickly.
Matthias, you can do that, invite him?
I'm just trying to find him myself.
Sure, I'll invite him.
Okay, Wanda, you are somewhere, or you are? We heard you a few minutes ago, but not now.
May I?
Ah,
yes,
there you are.
Go ahead, Wanda.
Okay. Marilyn, I was wondering if among all, how many, individuals among all those comments that I can have received from comments from the GPA and from the report, how much people, individuals, are concerned about everything, or just people from the formal community that are taking a look on that and giving some comments or answers about some questions or make some questions?
You know, Vonda, as some of you who are have heard me speak on this topic before, my view on the outreach that we would do on the PS would organize outreach meetings in the regions ourselves. It turned out that we took advantage of existing meetings, but those existing meetings brought in a number of players who are not today, they are in the internet community, but they are not today necessarily involved with ICANN. So I spoke, for instance, at APNIC, and yes, everyone at APNIC is in the internet community, and many of them are, you know, they are clearly in the RIR community, but many in the RIR community do not actively attend ICANN meetings, per se, nor do they actively work on policy issues within ICANN. They are more involved in the numbering area and in the technical area. Mm-hmm. So they're part of the broad internet family, and you know, we think of them as the ICANN family, but you don't see them at the ICANN meetings. They had a number of comments. We also did a meeting in Africa that had a number of attendees that Pierre Dangenot organized that with Anne-Michelle, and that had a broad number of attendees that we have not seen as attending ICANN meetings yet. When you look at their comments and when you meet them, you clearly would say that you should be in the ICANN community. And many of them may, for instance, be naturally aligned with your with the RALOs. We will, I think, Vonda, in the next publication, I think we will get a very broad set of comments, yes, much broader than we have as the PSC received.
Yeah.
The NOI comments brought much broader set of comments than the PSC comments have drawn in. The public session we held in Washington, D.C. also brought in a more diverse set of participants than we had seen before. But the next round of comments needs to be deeper and broader. And that, I think, is going to be supported by the fact that your community, if I can call you that, will be submitting comments, I understand. Yes?
Yeah, yeah. Well, I believe it's just the idea we need to remember to encourage people during the summit to, you know, to pass away a word about that and get the comments from broader community. That would be very, very important for ICANN to have comments from many, many places around the world and even from people that's not so connected with ICANN.
Certainly.
Thank you, Vonda. I guess, Marilyn, it's your time to leave us. You told us about 20 minutes. I think maybe the time. Do you want to say a few words before leaving?
Only that I look forward to seeing all of you. I'll join you if I might when I can. And I've seen, Matthias, I think, is on the phone. I've seen an RSVP from myself, from Yo-Yo Lansapuro, another member of the PSC. I saw that Jean-Jacques Subinet, who is a member of the PSC and a board member, has RSVP'd. Pierre has regretted because he doesn't get in time, but I'm sure Raimundo will come, Raimundo Becca, another board member, if his schedule permits. So I think although we will have a short time with you, I think you'll see some good turnout at the ICANN 101 session, so you'll be able to put a face to the other PSC members and be able to talk with them as you see them around the rest of the ICANN meeting.
Thank you.
Thank you, Marilyn, for joining us today. And obviously, we know that if we have a question during our next conference call and before the Mexico meeting, we will be able to ask you those questions prior to the meeting. Thank you for your time and your commitment, Marilyn.
Thank you, everyone, for inviting me, and I will see you in Mexico City.
Certainly.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I'm Alan.
I'm Alan.
Marilyn Cade.
Left.
Back to the agenda, Sebastian.
Yeah, I will go back to the agenda. I have a little trouble. It's and it was the case in the first working group I participated to, and I was not chairing at all, then it was easier. But it's quite difficult to start saying that we need to elect a chair when we don't know each other so much for the people, the new ones. And then I have the fear that we take the first one who talk a little bit more than the other to be the chair, and I am not sure that it's the best way to do it. But nevertheless, if you have some idea about who could chair this working group, we need one chair, we need two vice chair, and we need one rapporteur. I think the more important work for the future is the one who will work as rapporteur, because he will be the one with the pencil to make where we are going and what are the thought of the working group about this subject. And as you see, we are one of the five working group who will be multilingual. Then it's important to know that too in the work we will do.
Yeah. Well, one thing, I can propose yourself to be the chairman, and because you already started talking with this, and certainly we can work with the other guys in this issue. But I have a question before that. The main purpose of this meeting, in my opinion, is to have a statement. And I believe we need to have some previous draft from a statement to circulate and get contribution. Because during the summit itself, it will be very hard to start from zero. So I believe we need to have some points that we should draft and circulate among the working group to have their feedback. And for this kind of issue that is very difficult issue, because it's very deeply information about ICANN behavior, about what the United States government is thinking, etc., etc. I believe that it's very important to have, and from 2 days or 3 days from now, a kind of draft to talking about, to contest, to make questions, because without then, with just the full issue, it's hard for the people that just join to propose some formal feedback to constitute a statement, a real statement from ALAC. So that's my suggestion. I'd like to put on the table to listen to the others what they think about.
Okay, the other, have you any thought on that?
And then from the French channel, Tijani would like to propose as well, Sebastian as either chair and maybe Matthias as vice chair or vice versa.
Matthias is tough. I am sure that he will be very happy to share this meeting, but he will have other duty, I guess. Even though. But I would like to underline what Wanda say, and maybe we didn't we have some start of document done during the Cairo meeting or just after on that topic, or it was just a wishful thinking that we were supposed to have some work done at that level at that time.
I'll come in from the French tunnel whenever possible.
Okay, I would like first to have the if Nick have some
feedback
from that. If he remembers what's happened in Cairo, I can check in my emails. But
I recall, Matthias, please correct me if you remember more than I do. I seem to recall that there was a view expressed that some work should be done to draft a statement. But I'm not sure how far that effort progressed.
And it was who was supposed to do that? Evan was not supposed to start some work on that. Okay,
I remember. Evan asked if there could be a liaison to the PSC from at large, and after discussion, it was decided that even though at large doesn't appoint liaisons to the PSC, Evan could act as a focal point to help ensure greater exchange of information between the PSC and at large.
And with the guy that used to be the ALOC.
Pierre Dangenou, yes.
Yeah. But I haven't seen nothing from that.
I suspect
What I suggest is that we will restart and see if we have something in our backlog about that. What it's important is that if the staff can make available the link in the different language of the different documents that we have on this subject, and then we will be able to start some thinking and some exchange on the working group list. I have the French Alan who wanted to say something. Go ahead, please.
And this is just in regards to what Wanda said previously. You know, obviously not something ready in 2-3 days, but definitely to have something before Mexico. That would be a very good idea.
It's really the goal of all the working group to come with a draft document before Mexico, and then it will depend on the work of this working group to be able to set up that. We will need to make the proposal for chair, vice chair, and rapporteur. We have one proposal from Wanda about the chair. Wanda, what do you want to do? Because you can be chair too.
No, I don't want to be.
Second proposal, French channel.
You to be.
I understand. Okay, then.
And I guess we have a second from the French channel. So you are already the chair.
Thank you, Wanda. I think we really need to have somebody.
I do apologize. I'm trying very hard not to interfere in any of the working groups, but to let them develop an energy of their own. This is Cheryl speaking. And for those of you who are not familiar with me, I'm sure you will be very soon once we all get together in the summit in Mexico. But because I am the chair of the at-large advisory committee, I think it is very important that that I'm involved more broadly across all the working groups, and only as a watching brief and that guide or resource if you need me. But one thing I would just ask the almost acclaimed chair of this working group to perhaps do and take advantage of is with the Adobe Connect room that is open for each of the working groups, there is a voting tool that can be used. And so perhaps if not now in the delegation of your vice chairs and a rapporteur, Sebastian, it might be useful early on in your program to familiarise everybody with the tools that are available in the Adobe room, and a simple polling tool for everyone to put their hands up regardless, or agree or disagree or abstain, regardless of what language channel they are in, is one of those tools. So I first of all would congratulate you on and agree that you will make an excellent lead on this, but also suggest that perhaps sometime in the agenda later you might encourage everyone to get used to the resources that will be very busy being populated and used by your working group and all the others. Just one final thing, because once I take the microphone it's hard to get it off me, and that is whilst I'm less concerned from an ALAC and as an at-large representative from Australia's point of view of us going back to look at what work was or in fact was not done and completed in prior meetings, the idea of this working group is that it will gain an energy, enthusiasm and direction that is more global in its outreach and involve the ALSs directly. I would point out that for this topic, as for all the topics, staff will be preparing a basic briefing paper or a general beginning of a position statement, and I think that might meet your needs. And Sebastian, you may wish to get staff to speak to that at this point, and not just because it's a really interesting time here in Australia, as I'm sure it is in New Zealand if they were joining us, and only a tad earlier in Delhi or in the Indian subcontinent. I will try and be quiet, but thank you for indulging me.
Thank you, Cheryl. I think it's very important what you say. We really need to do different things in the short time we have before Mexico. Then we have the Adobe Connect room, and I would like you to be to go to the Adobe Connect room to try to each one of you to be there. I know that we are also using Skype, and it's maybe a little bit confusing, but go to Adobe. I will have to learn. Obviously, I don't know as much as Cheryl knows about this tool. I try to learn other tools, but let's go. No problem. We will do it. And what I suggest is that or if we have names for vice chair and for rapporteur, I will be happy to hear or now or later. What I will do is ask the staff to give me the list of the participants to this working group. And if we have no nomination for those positions, I will try to outreach some of you to be vice chair and rapporteur to this group. And I hope that thank you, Matthias. And I hope that this working group will be able to gain from the previous document or the document we will have on the wiki. And can I ask the staff when they could be ready to have a first document to help us on that matter?
Oh boy.
Because I know that you have five to do at the same time, and each,
that's the problem. This is one of just this is Nick speaking for the translators. This working group is a particular challenge because it's a complex and broad topic on which At Large has not previously commented specifically.
Yeah.
Some of the other working groups are simpler because there is a body of previous statements that are either directly related or have portions that are related to their work. I think I can do something by Wednesday or Thursday, at least perhaps listing areas which have been widely of concern or comment, with links to some of the proposals and excerpts to some of the text of proposals that have been made in respect of the various areas of accountability and prevention from capture and all of those things. I just wouldn't wish anyone to believe that this should be the limit of what you consider, because it's a very broad topic, and I would not want to in any way limit your discussions, even if.
We could you know, complement with some comments that it used to be done around inside the community, and make the document broader.
Okay, and if there are some RALO documents or discussions who start at the RALO level, don't hesitate to put that on the table too. I was not just asking the staff to do that, but also the member of each RALO to see and to push to allow more work done, but help from staff will be great too. Okay, there are there are not so much participants from the working group as such, if I read well the list. So we have participants to this call who are not in the working group. What I need to understand, if they will participate to this working group, or it's because they are interested too, but they are a member of another working group. Because
I believe you should ask personally each one to encourage them to make a state about what they think about that, if they are or not.
Yeah. Agree, and but I wanted staff will help me with that. Okay.
It's mostly the same people, actually.
Seems that on the French channel we have our friend from we have Tijani, and I am not sure. I don't see him on the list. It's one of the reasons of mine.
Yeah. There is. There's been a lot of updating of working group lists. Today. So we can double.
No problem. Okay, I am very happy to have Tijani with us, and no problem at all, but it's just to be sure about what we need to do. Okay, then you know that we are looking for two vice chair and one rapporteur. I will try to send a mail tomorrow on the list to ask that again, but we will have the report of this call, then it will be easier.
I'm not proposing myself, because I believe we should encourage new people to participate and have a role, more deeply role in these working groups. So I suggest anyone from the ALS to, you know, propose themselves. It's hard to name someone, because We don't know how they feel about that, but I believe they should nominate themselves, because it's very important to have a formal role in any of those working groups.
And as we, I agree with you. We are very few from APRALO, from Asia Pacific region. Then I don't think we will have too much choice if we want to have somebody from that region. And we have to see at the African region and Latin American region.
Yeah. The important issue is the rapporteur needs to have English, probably an English speaking, because it's more easy for them.
I agree.
For the others, can be anyone.
In particular, this working group has a pretty strong subject matter connection with the working group on transparency and accountability at ICANN.
Mm-hmm.
I would guess that the rapporteurs of both those working groups would probably have somewhat more work than other rapporteurs
might. Yeah. But we certainly can help. Yeah.
Yeah. Sylvia, good, very good. She's willing to be vice chair, and we have one candidate. That's good. I would like very much to have somebody from the African region to be vice chair too, and English mother tongue speaker to be the rapporteur, and we will have to work on that.
I can say on the language subject, it had previously, we had believed that we would only be able to have French and English supported for interpretation at meetings, especially the meetings in Mexico City. Due to some of the attendees who were budgeted for not attending Mexico City, we've expanded this working group to Spanish and French as well as English, like Working Group 1. So there is a possibility, as Sylvia is aware, that some members of Working Group 1 who are Spanish speakers may come over to Working Group 2, because they originally went to Working Group 1 because it was
around?
Their first choice, but also because it was the only working group with Spanish.
Okay.
This is Sylvia. Can I make a comment?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yes, this morning I recently found out that this group two is going to have translation in Spanish. So I immediately sent a email to the list of Lacralo, commenting this and telling that all people interested in these topics and who need Spanish, the translation in Spanish is going to be available and could participate in Group 2 as well. And I'm waiting for their answers.
Muy bien. Thank you. Well done. We I guess we are supposed to have a call, short call of 1 hour to be not too long, and we already discussed the point too about background materials we need to see where it's happened, and we discussed also the point 3 about the first draft. We will have the staff doing not the first draft but some work document, and then I will suggest and try to find out during the next few days with the help of the staff a second vice chair and a rapporteur, and I suggest that we start to exchange on the mailing list, Adobe Connect could be open permanently, or it just opened during our conference call?
Permanently.
Okay. Then we can stay like we are with Skype. We can stay on the Adobe Connect, and if there are some information or documents prior to put it on the wiki, it could be done on the Adobe Connect. I would like to ask the French channel and the Spanish channel if they have some last word to say, and then the other participants.
Yes. I also think that I will be changing working groups. So actually, I will be changing working groups because I had originally been placed in group two because of the interpretation issues. But at this point, my main interest was new GTLDs. So I think I might actually be switching to group number three to work with the new GTLDs if possible.
I guess it was Tijani who said that, and I have just to underline that the group three will not be with French translation, if I am not wrong. It's
you're not
Matthias,
wrong.
Yeah, the number one and number two are multilingual, and the other will be just in English. That's right.
No, yes, I'm aware, and you know, I'll try to make it in English for that one.
Okay, and we have to check on that. But okay, Tijani, Spanish channel, Silvia, you want to add something?
Yes, I really thank you for the trust you place on me for the vice chair. And I hope to keep in touch with you and see you in Mexico, but of course get in touch with you before that.
Thank you, Silvia. The English channel, someone wants to add something?
I guess no.
Okay. If not, I just urge you to try to go to the Adobe Connect, each one of you. It stay open, and we can exchange there. Like that, we will close the Skype channel we opened today. We may try to use one tool and just one tool, then it will be there to be connect room for this work up to the Mexico meeting. Thank you for your participation.
If I may, Sebastian, can I just offer anyone in this working group the support that you will be able to get from staff when they have a moment to get on top of all the preamble and work that has to go into the summit will be very important. But we really do have to be self-motivated and use the Adobe Connect rooms where we can put up presentations, where we can use other tools, and of course, where, unlike Skype, there should be no limitation from what region we are in as to who can contact and use it. Whilst Skype is a wonderful tool and one that I couldn't manage without on a day-to-day basis, unfortunately it is not accessible from a fully regional and global point of view for various reasons, and we're hoping that the use of the Adobe room will make that easier for this purpose. The advantage of the Adobe room, however, is the other tools, the vote tools and the putting of links tool, which I'm sure staff will empower the chair and vice chairs with the right admin ability, of course the rapporteur as well, to do this on the fly. I just wondered, Sebastian, if once your team of leaders from the ALSs in this working group are together, if we might impose on staff valuable time, and they don't have any of it. They're working 24 hours a day, I think, at the moment, certainly 18 of those hours, if perhaps a little tiny bit of briefing, if not by our staff, by someone familiar with the tool, perhaps from IT, could be organised for the leads in this working group, and I would suspect the other four working groups, so they are better empowered to use the tool. The rapporteur, for example, could share their laptop space, for example, and everyone could see the notes being taken in real time, things like that. But I don't want to make that an impost on what little time staff have now. In final, I trust you won't mind if I drop in and watch closely what you're all doing. Working Group 1 is a topic that is very close to my heart, and I'm looking forward to the wonderful outcomes that you're all going to develop. Congratulations to Sebastian. Congratulations to Sylvia. And if I can see a African vice chair in there as well, or a Asia Pacific vice chair whose first language is not English, I will be a very happy girl, and it's good to keep me happy.
We will try. We will try our best.
I have been copying across the Skype chat into the Adobe room. It was easy because I was the only person in it.
Yeah.
Bye bye all.
Bye bye.
Thank you very much, and keep in touch, and see you next time. Bye bye all.
Bye bye.
Left.
Cheryl.
Left.
Matthias.
Left.
Sebastian.
Left.
Nick.
Left.
Tommy.
Left.
Adigo operator.
Left.
Seth Reese.
Left.
French.
Left.
Spanish.
Left.